It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You ready for the experience?
Nine. He goes off crazier than usual.
No, seriously, like, I hope we all don't get fired for this.
Blah, 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 blah.
He used to hand out t-shirts, and now somebody's letting him talk on the radio?
Crowd is here, about to blow. Waiting for me to stop the show.
It's the Bo Johnson Experience on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Break it down.
Sports Radio 99 The Game. Welcome to the experience. I am Bo Johnson. Fun night for you this evening. As tonight is the night where we are going to do the 929 fantasy football draft. We're going to start here in 19 minutes. So this is a 99 The Game producer slash listener league. We do this every year. We have switched applications. We're moving over to Sleeper this year. I highly recommend that you move all your leagues over to Sleeper, and I'm not getting paid to say that, but if they want to come pay me to do that, say that, that's fine too. 404-726-0929, that is the number that you can call. Any fantasy football advice that you might need this evening until 11 o'clock, give us a shout with it. You can give us a call. Guru Williams is on the other side of the glass there. He is participating in the league. I'll give you a rundown of who all is in the league and what the draft order is going to be. Or you can give us a shout on the text line, 404-726-0929. So let's see. All right, so now we're good. So I just looked, Miles, at the draft room on the Sleeper app, and it told me the draft was like in 3 hours. I was like, no, it says 9:20. Everything looks right. But yeah, 9:20, we're good. 17 minutes, 57 seconds. The timer is counting down. Going to be a lot of fun. We may have some surprise guests calling in or popping by. You never know. Just to give you a rundown, though, I hope everybody's listening out there that is participating in this draft. As you know, I am the fantasy football analyst slash guy here at 99 The Game. This is actually the last Bo Johnson experience until after football season, because we're going to have football all day long next Sunday. I am going to be moving to Saturday mornings. The first show was actually yesterday. One dude with a fantasy. So any fantasy football stuff that you have for me, give me a shout. I'll answer it to the best of my abilities.
Bo.
What's up?
I'm shocked right now.
What you got?
I mean, your team's on.
Yeah.
You're here.
Yep.
Are you? Where's your focus at right now? You about to do fantasy?
Well, I'm doing
gotta
a live,
do a show.
Miles, I'm doing a radio show, bro.
Like, man, I haven't seen you look at the TV once.
Well, I'm focused in okay. on this radio right. show I'm doing, bro. You got to know
better than me, man.
Look, LSU is a Dylon to the pylons in the building, so Dylan's going to stop on in, and he can feel free to pop a mic. And yeah, LSU is playing USC right now. We also have Braves Phillies on the other TV. I'm going to get to all that, Miles. I'm going to get to all that.
But what we got going?
We have a lot going on. That's what I'm saying. LSU has just tied it up with a field goal. USC had driven down with a great kick return and then a pass down to like the 5-yard line. Then they got, to me, it looked like targeting. Should have booted the guy out of the freaking game, but they hit USC with a 15-yard unsportsmanlike or something like that. Backed him up. They could not push in the touchdown. LSU just tied it back. They just swapped field goals there. So, yes, but I am focused right here on the right now. All right, so here's what it's going to be. Skip the ATL Slayer is going to have the first overall draft pick in the 2024 929 Fantasies League. Big Josh Hagedorn has got pick two to Bobby, who is one of our listeners. Listens like 24/7, probably. Hope he's there. Guru knows. That's Miles. Miles has the fourth overall pick. I'm very interested to see what you're going to do with this pick here. We want to go through this draft. Dylan, welcome. Dylan Matthews pops on in the building.
Miles got me hooked up. Appreciate you, Miles. What up, though?
Hey,
happy
man.
To be here, man.
Collision Course is back together.
That's right.
For one evening.
Right.
For those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about, Dylan and I did a show together last summer?
Yeah.
Before?
Was it that long ago?
It might have been the beginning of this year.
Yeah, maybe.
Spring.
Yeah, something like that.
Dylan and I did a show together, and we had a listener call us up, and he compared us to Collision Course, which was the album of the Jay-Z and Linkin Park collab. And I was like, well, yeah, that's probably the best collab album ever produced in my eyes.
Right. And I thought that was an accurate assumption, too. I thought we did a bang-up job.
Yeah, and we threw it down. So Miles has pick number four. Noel White has pick number five. Mr. Thibodeau, who is a listener already in the chat room, has six. Garrett Chapman has pick seven. He's already in the chat room. Day-Day is pick eight. Dom Chirosky is pick nine. I am pick 10, and I'm trying to scroll here. I know that Mo, who is a listener 24/7 of the radio station, Mo is pick 12, and I can't see who pick 11 is. Let me go.
Dylan. I think Dylan.
Oh, is it you? Dylan, you got 11? I think that's right.
I can remember. I believe I do have 11. Yeah, because I'm right after you.
So there's going to be some sniping going on. So, yeah, this is fun. And the reason why we like doing this draft live, this is the busiest draft weekend of the season. This is the only draft weekend that you should be doing fantasy football drafts. And you should absolutely never be doing them before, say, like August 15th. I'm in a couple leagues with some psychopath freaking commissioners that like doing drafts in July.
What?
Like right after the NFL draft.
No, that's crazy. Because you don't know injuries. Yeah. I mean, a lot of rosters still aren't even set. I mean, if you did a draft in July, you would have, and you know, say you wanted to, you thought the Falcons defense was going to be mid. I mean, and then maybe once they get Justin Simmons and Matthew Judon, you think differently.
Yeah.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
And so the reason why these cats like doing this, the NFL does a draft in April, and that's before any kind of training camps take place. It's right after your college football season has just ended. The NFL season has just ended. I get that. But this is fantasy football, so we want to keep it as realistic as possible as far as us being able to manage a team. But it doesn't have to be that realistic. Like, you can, you know, wait till Labor Day weekend. Training camp's over at this point. We know who's injured, who's not. We don't want to have somebody drafted to our team in the first round like if you're doing a rookie draft. Then he gets hurt. And, you know, then your season's all kind of mucked up, you know. So that's what we got going on this evening. As USC and LSU are going at it, it's tied up 10-10. Philly has just tied the game with the Braves. So they're going at it on the right-hand TV. Congratulations to Scotty Scheffler. Scotty Scheffler wins the FedEx Cup by four strokes over Colin Morikawa. Pockets $25 million. So, congratulations, Scotty Scheffler. What a season for that guy. If I'm not mistaken, he was probably wire-to-wire atop the leaderboard there in the PGA. So congratulations to him. Weekend Braves series. Friday's Braves shellacked the Phillies 7-2. The bats explode like we were needing them to. They were coming off the loss on Thursday. So they've been going back and forth with this five games out, six games out. Coming into tonight's game, which is tied up 2-2, the Braves were six games back. But back to Friday, Ronaldo Lopez gets the win. Six innings pitch, one earned run. Orlando Arcia, two home runs of the solo variety Friday night. Sean Murphy contributes with 1-2, his eighth. Then on Saturday, we didn't have that much luck. Max Fried goes seven, three earned runs, pitches a quality start. Atlanta has zero offense, completely shut down by Zach Wheeler. And that's exactly what happened to us last year in the playoffs. The bats didn't necessarily go as cold as Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola just completely outpitched us and sent us home packing. And that's kind of what's going on in this series. Now, a couple good things to note about this series with the Philadelphia Phillies. We have already won the year-long series with the Phillies. So they can lose this game tonight. This is the last time we play them in the regular season. They can lose this game tonight. Not saying we want to, because we want that five-game cushion. If they lose, it's going to be a seven-game cushion. Or lead for the Phillies, or whatever, however you want to word it. We've already won the season-long series, so all we need to really do is tie the Phillies with the win-loss record on the season. We don't necessarily have to take their place because we own the tiebreaker. All right, so if we can just catch up to the Phillies, hopefully we'll win tonight. It'll be a 5-game lead. You know, then we play the Mets. We got the Blue Jays coming to town this week. We got the Colorado Rockies coming to town this week. Those are some teams we can beat. Mets won today. So let's hope that we can win this game tonight, keep them 2 back, and we'll be 5 back on the Phillies. See how that goes. Saturday night, though, we may have witnessed what was probably the best catch of the entire season. Give that man to Espy right now, Michael Harris the second. If you watch this play, like in slow motion or even not in slow motion, you see Michael Harris charging back at first to the fence. This guy is so good at what he does, though. He slows down to time his jump super early. He's still like 10, 15 feet from the fence. His last 4 or 5 steps are almost in slow motion because he's timing this jump because he knows he's going to be able to go after this ball. Gets all the way up. This ball would have been gone by about 5, 6 feet. All the way up on the fence, almost falls into the freaking Braves, or I guess it's the Phillies bullpen now. The Phillies had that weird double-decker bullpen out in center field. They did have the top placing of this bullpen, but they switched with the visiting team, so now the fans are heckling the visiting team, which is probably a smart thing. They actually switched their bullpens, the Phillies did, because the fans were heckling the Phillies. And we all know about Philadelphia fans of any sport. They're mean.
They'll hook anybody.
They're mean. They'll boo anybody. So now the Phillies are on the bottom. So Michael Harris climbs the wall, catches this ball, almost falls into the Phillies bullpen. Get that man to Espy.
Can I tell you?
Best catch of the year.
You make a great point as far as him starting to slow down, because that's why I originally knew he had a beat on it. When I saw him start to slow down, and I was like, man, oh, he's really got a beat on this thing. Like, he might legit catch this thing. And like you said, he just jumps up, nearly goes over the wall, head over heels, and I could not believe it. My jaw dropped. I was watching the game with my girlfriend Simone. We were sitting on the couch, and we were like, no way he just caught that. It was, like you said, it just might be catching
the year. It was nuts. It has to be. Like, it has to be the play of the year.
It has to be.
Like, give that man an Espy for play of the year. I'm pretty sure that, you know, they do take plays from all sports, but there's no way that, I don't know, the NFL season is just about to start. But the Espys, aren't they like in March?
It would include
this NFL season in it? They just had them in didn't they have them just now during the All-Star break?
The SBJ.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay.
When you said catch of the year, you know, it was another catch that night. I had to think about that. I thought you were talking about that one, the kid from Robert Morris. It was a couple good catches on Saturday.
But this Michael Harris catch,
that was ridiculous, though. Yeah.
This whole weekend has been full of crazy catches.
This is going to be this catch right from – or last night, I guess. This catch by Michael Harris last night is going to be a bobblehead. It's probably already a T-shirt. I'm sure Breaking T or homage is on that. But, yeah, man, silly, stupid catch. So, Braves-Phillies on right now. LSU-USC will update you as this one goes along. Atlanta United got a win yesterday, beat Charlotte 1-0. That leaves him in ninth place, not one.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
100% sure how the table works in that regard as far as playoffs go. Are they looking in?
No, they're
doing the night. Ninth hole is the last spot.
Yep.
So,
yep. They, if the playoffs started today, they would be in the playoffs.
Well, there you go. Nice little win over Charlotte. Nobody likes Charlotte anyway. They need to whoop Charlotte.
Boo.
You know what I mean? So, all right, when we come back, this draft's going to start at 9:20. We're a couple minutes from going on a break here. We all widely assume that the first pick, Skip, if you're out there listening, Skip's already in the draft room. Does he have Christian McCaffrey queued up in his queue to just pick Christian McCaffrey as soon as the timer starts? Or is he going to swerve us? Is he going to do a Tyreek Hill, Bijan?
Now, I know Skip pretty well. He calls into the morning show a lot. He's a great listener. Shout out to Skip. If I know Skip the way I think I know Skip, the homer in him, because he's a big homer, he'll want Bijan to pick Bijan, but I still think in my heart of hearts, in my gut of guts, that he's going to pick Christian McCaffrey. But I do think there's a slight chance he goes with Bijan. But but I think he's going to pick Christian.
So I went on with Chris Thomas yesterday afternoon, and the first thing Chris wants me to do is make the case for taking Bijan number one overall.
There's a case there.
There's a strong case, and here's the case. All right, so Christian McCaffrey was the number one scoring fantasy football player last year, non-quarterback.
Right.
He outscored number two guy, Breece Hall, by over 100 points.
Oof.
It was 291 to 190.
And that is taking into account Breece did miss about what? He missed a handful of games.
But he was slowly ramping back up. But he was still the number two scoring player.
Right.
Christian McCaffrey played in 16 games last season. The 17th game, like the game that he missed, he was held out by the 49ers the last game of the season.
Yeah,
he
just didn't mean anything to them, right.
16 games, when you look at the past three seasons before that, he's probably missed 16 games
total.
All right, now, I hate the word injury prone, but Christian McCaffrey runs hard. He plays hard. He does get injured. All football players do.
And his usage rate is crazy. So when your usage rate is as high as a guy like Christian McCaffrey, it's a numbers game at that point. As many plays as you're involved, you're bound to get injured.
If you aren't completely confident that Christian McCaffrey is going to play 16 games this year, then you take Bijan. Now, that was kind of my mindset going into last year, and I picked Justin Jefferson. In this league, I took Justin Jefferson one overall. Mm. JJ gets hurt. So you can't predict injuries. And right now, Christian McCaffrey's healthy. That's why I'm going McCaffrey. But if you wanted to pick Bijan on number one, Bijan could finish the year as the best fantasy football player. It would not surprise me one bit.
And I will say this, too, to your point about Christian McCaffrey being maybe a little bit more prone for injury. We have a number two in Tyler Algier that is a number one running back in this league. They don't have that in San Francisco. They still got Eli Mitchell, and Eli Mitchell is solid, but still.
And he's hurt right now.
Yeah.
And that's a man that can't stay on the field either.
Exactly. So Christian McCaffrey's still going to get the load of the work. He was going to do that anyway, but he's going to get even more work now with that injury to Eli Mitchell. Bijan, you know, the Falcons have come out and said they're going to use Bijan as much as possible, but they also have also said that they're going to use Tyler Algier a good amount too. So my point being is that Bijan, I think, is going to get a little bit more of a balance with Tyler Algier. It's going to be a little bit more mix of Bijan and Tyler than there would be Christian and Eli Mitchell or Christian whoever's going to be behind him with Eli Mitchell hurt.
Yeah, but see, this is not going to be the Coach Art mix, though. Coach Art wanted just kept Bijan off the field in goal line situations.
Yeah, it's not going to be like that.
You know what I mean? So
it's going to be more of a 70-30 split.
Yeah, or more,
yeah,
I think.
Or 80-20.
You know, maybe 80-20.
Yeah.
If the Falcons get out to a lead and they hit the fourth quarter with the lead, it's going to be all
Algier?
Tyler Algier.
Yeah.
All right? That's when Tyler Algier is going to get his run. Tyler Algier is also, speaking of fantasy football, very viable player to be like a flex play on your weekly basis because he'll be using the goal line. But look, you're not going to see Art had him split like 55-45.
It's not
for whatever
be like
reason,
that.
He would talk about having Bijan, but he would never use Bijan.
Right.
The weirdest thing ever.
So,
and he still ended up having a great season. Now, with Coach Ra, you know, they're going to use this guy, bro. Like, it's going to be fun to watch. But, yeah, that's the case for Bijan, Skip. So you got 3 minutes. When we come back, the draft will probably have been started. We'll go over the first round for you. We're going to go through this thing as it happens. We're going to talk a little football. Lots of blowouts this weekend. What did Furman do to Ole Miss to make them so angry? We're going to talk about some football. We're going to have some fun next. It's Bo Johnson Experience on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Radio 92.9 The Game.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
What kind of stuff are you listening to?
Back with more experience.
It's the Bo Johnson Experience
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
there's another surprise. All right.
Wow.
Okay, so the Sports Radio 99 game, welcome back to the experience. So the draft has started, and Skip done did it, Skip. So Skip takes, welcome back to Bo Johnson Experience, 99 the game. Gives a shout, 404-726-0929. Skip takes Bijan Robinson one overall, but then Josh Hagedorn does not take CMC. He takes Tyreek Hill. Look, I don't have a problem with Tyreek. Tyreek's great. So that leaves Christian McCaffrey falls to number three to Tobabi.
Wow.
And then CeeDee Lamb goes, great pick there, Miles.
Yeah. CeeDee
Lamb is going to feast this season, bro.
Led the league in receptions last year and targets. So come on.
Dude, the number two receiver in Dallas is still freaking Brandon Cooks.
Yep.
Like, what are we doing?
What are we talking about? And he just got paid.
And they don't have Pollard. You know, they got Zeke back and Dalvin Cook. What? Bro, CeeDee Lamb might lead the league in receptions again.
Yep. And also, yards after the catch. It wasn't Tyreek Hill. CeeDee led that last year.
But yeah, hey, look, I mean, Tyreek Hill, great player. You can't go wrong with any of these guys. But yeah, man, that's why we're doing this right here, because we were all just like just shouting, yelling in here, man.
I was hoping Josh picked Trey Benson with his second pick.
Trey Benson. But yeah, I thought. And
Trey Benson, great little under the radar play too this season with Arizona.
Look, Miles trying to gatekeep.
Sneaking nobody.
Miles trying to gatekeep. But yeah, I knew Skip's got a lot of homer in him, so I thought the homer might pop out and pick Bijan. But I thought, like I said in the first segment, I thought he might still go CMC, but nope, he's Bijan all the way. I get it.
So waiting on Noelle. Noelle's not in the draft room. She may be sleeping. She works some crazy hours. I'm not sure what Noelle's doing. Her timer's about to expire, though. I'm not sure who it would. It looks like it would probably pick her Justin Jefferson, which is, okay.
She would get JJ, which is fine.
Yeah, so Justin Jefferson versus Ja'Marr Chase here. Justin Jefferson, when he was not hurt last year, when Kirk Cousins had the Achilles deal, Justin Jefferson didn't fall off much at all. He's that good of a receiver. Now, Ja'Marr Chase, on the other hand, when Joe Burrow got hurt last season, did kind of crater.
Yeah.
So now Ja'Marr Chase hasn't played one snap of practice the entire preseason. I'm kind of curious as to when Ja'Marr Chase is going to get on the field, if they're going to get a deal done this week. And I'm kind of worried on that same aspect of injury. He hadn't practiced at all. Dude, and if you're not concerned about that, so Ja'Marr Chase does go. Oh, Ja'Marr Chase goes 5 to Noel, and then Mr. Thibodeau picks Justin Jefferson, the LSU Tiger. He has spelled his name Thibodeau, D-E-A-U-X. So, Thibodeau's from the boot. Great pick there with Justin Jefferson. Let's see what Garrett Chapman is on the clock right now. We had some college football games happen yesterday. We are 100% fully underway with the 2024 college football season. Georgia just kind of mollywopped Clemson, 34-3. Clemson only puts up 188 yards of total offense, and a field goal is all they have to say to them for themselves on Saturday afternoon's lackluster effort there. Trevor Etienne does not play, suspended by the team. I kind of have to agree with this decision by Kirby Smart. Most of the pundits thought that Trevor was going to play because they did, take the DUI down to like a reckless driving. He did still have underage drinking because he was not 21 at the time. Breece Hall goes 7th. That's a great pick there by Garrett Chapman to get Breece Hall at 7. Oh, wow. So I'm up in 2 picks. Look, Kirby has to at some point start punishing these guys in some way, form, or fashion. He has had guys miss games. He has suspended guys. You can't continue to let these infractions go under the radar. So it's up to me. So Saquon just went. I was kind of hoping Saquon was going to fall to me. I love Saquon this season.
I wanted Saquon to fall to me, too.
He goes from the worst defensive line or offensive line in football, relatively their top bottom five, to one of the best, probably the best offensive line in football with the Philadelphia Eagles. And I'm not worried about the tush push. I'm not worried about, his quarterback sneaking touchdowns from him in the goal line, because a lot of that was driven by Jason Kelce.
Yeah.
Jason Kelce ain't there anymore. I don't think you're going to see as many touchdowns.
They're going to use Saquon a lot, point blank, period.
All right, so I'm right here at the turn. I'm taking the Sun God just to make that easy. I'm taking Amon-Ra St. Brown. So now it's up to Dylan.
Another guy I wanted. I was wondering if you're going to go Amon-Ra, but I figured you're probably going to do as much.
Dylan's 11, and then Mo from Columbus is pick 12. He'll have 2 picks.
But right now I'm thinking between Garrett Wilson and A.J. Brown here.
You had mentioned Garrett Wilson before. Now, last season before Aaron Rodgers got hurt, I had picked in just a little piece of my show that I call, you know, Brave, not things that, what were they called? Brave predictions. Things that weren't likely to happen, but they could. I had Garrett Wilson finishing as the number one overall wide receiver in fantasy football last year, which he very well could have done. When Aaron Rodgers tore his Achilles, though, in the first game of the season, I did ask the committee, and they let me change that. And I changed it to Amon-Ra St. Brown, who finished, if I'm not mistaken, as the number four overall wide receiver in fantasy football last year. So, I don't know. Dylan's still on the clock. I can't even see the let's see.
I just drafted Garrett.
Garrett Wilson, it is.
I got to go with Garrett. I feel like A-Rod's going to stay healthy this year, and – I mean, I you can't go wrong, I think, between AJ and Garrett, but I just feel like him and Garrett's connection is going to be something special. It's something we didn't get to see last year, like you said, but I really believe in their connection. And also, fun fact, too, while we're at it, Garrett Wilson actually played high school football with my cousin. Shout out to my guy, Cade. They actually played high school football together at Lake Travis High School.
Oh, wow.
So shout out to Garrett.
So it's back to Dylan now. I can't even see who Mo picked.
Travis Kelce.
Oh,
Kelce.
I got a mixed bag opinion on that.
A little early for Travis Kelce. Yeah, so, a little early. Opinion,
so Mo went back to back with Derrick Henry and Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
I like Derrick Henry with the Ravens. All right, they're going to run the ball a lot. He is in the tail end of his career, but of all teams for Derrick Henry to land on, the Ravens are the team. You know, so I don't mind that pick. It's a little early for my taste for Travis Kelce. Simply because, not that he could finish the season as the number one tight end. He finished number two last year behind Sam Laporta. But the reason why Travis Kelce was going in the first round in the last 3 or 4 or 5 years is because there is positional advantage, which is what CMC had over the running backs this past season moving into this year. 100 points is a lot. To beat the number two person at your position by 100 points is what Travis Kelce was doing to the other tight ends. It was such a positional advantage. You divide that 100 points by the 16, 17 games, that's like 7 points a game. So you're sitting here starting – every single game up by 7 points when Travis Kelce's on your team. Well, he doesn't really have that positional advantage anymore, which is why I don't like Kelce in the first round. But Mo does, and look, it's your fantasy football team. That's my biggest piece of advice to people going through fantasy football drafts.
Maybe. The tight end room is deep this year.
It's super deep. It's deeper than it's ever been.
Ever been.
Yeah. So, but look, if Mo likes Travis Kelce, who am I to say don't pick Travis Kelce? He might have something there. So run your fantasy football team however you want to. Dylan, did you get Jahmyr Gibbs?
I went Jahmyr Gibbs, yeah.
Does the hamstring injury scare you a little bit or no?
It does concern. I would be lying if I said it didn't concern me a little bit. However, and I did think about Jonathan Taylor, but my thing with the Colts is they're in a really tough division. While I think, and I mean, the Lions are in a tougher division themselves, but I just like Detroit's offensive line a little bit better. And with the weapons that, you know, and Jared Goff, you know, Jahmyr's going to be involved in the run and pass game. So I took that in effect. I also thought about going back-to-back with A.J. Brown, but I wanted to get a running back because I felt like if I didn't get a running back now, I was not going to get an elite top-tier running back. So I at least wanted to get Jahmyr. Jonathan Taylor was also in my thought process, but at the end of the day, I wanted to go Jahmyr.
So I ended up taking Jonathan Taylor, and then Joe Mixon goes off the board right after that. Most of the running backs that are going to get – Kyron Williams is still out there. Most of the running backs that are going to get the bulk of the work are who's going in the first and second rounds in 2024. The only thing you got to worry about with Jahmyr Gibbs is David Montgomery. Now, look,
David Montgomery
was on the team last year, though, and Jahmyr Gibbs had a great season. Jahmyr Gibbs is the one they use in the pass game, and the Lions are going to throw the ball a lot.
Right.
All right, so David Montgomery was a solid RB2 still. He's kind of like, you know, the situation here in Atlanta with Algier and Bijan, whereas David Montgomery is going to be the hammer, and in the fourth quarter, if the Lions have the lead, David Montgomery is going to be the one getting the ball. But Jahmyr Gibbs is a great pick. I've got him on a dynasty team. I'm very happy about that.
How about Day-Day with the sneaky Drake London pick this early? How do you feel about that?
Oh, look at Day-Day. A little early for Drake London, but he's probably not going to be there in the third or fourth round whenever it comes back to him.
Yeah.
You know, because you're looking at a 10 picks. You know, Drake London's going right about there. A little early, but a little homer. It is very much a homery pick. But look, we got to come to here in this radio station and talk about these guys every single freaking day. So at least you want to have some purpose with covering the Falcons. And, you know, if you want to have some of those guys on your team, now's the time to get them because they're probably not going to be there on the way back. I wonder when Pitts is going to go.
Are you surprised Marvin Harrison hasn't gone off the board yet?
It'll be soon. There he goes. Oh, so Mr. Okay, Thibodeau takes Marvin Harrison. He goes receiver.
Noel bit me.
And then, we had our first sniping of the evening, Davante Adams.
I was waiting on him. You know what?
What you going to do, Miles?
I wanted to go two wide receivers here, but I'm not. You know what? I am. I'm going your boy. He's my Puka? Backup option. No, I'm going Bo's boy, Olave. Because he's about to eat this year.
He is.
You know,
he's the only one that's going to eat on that
offense.
Kamara's going to still be a thing, but.
But they didn't make any adjustments as far as getting another wide receiver.
Shaheed's there, and Rashid Shaheed's going to ball too. He'll be a good flex play this year in fantasy. But yeah, it's slim pickings for the Saints. Derek Carr is just good enough to feed these guys enough to where they're going to be relevant in fantasy football. I just don't think he's going to be good enough to win a bunch of games here, especially with the Falcons elevating their defense in the last week. Now, if you would have asked me this 2 weeks ago, before these defensive additions they just made in the last week, the Falcons did not have a better defense than the Saints.
Nope.
Saints have a great defense, as they have for years. Now, they're a little bit long in the tooth, DeMario and, you know, Badger.
Especially turnovers. They get them.
Oh, yeah. Well, dude, our cornerback room is super freaking solid to where the Falcons, not necessarily that's the case. You know, but after the Falcons had Judon and freaking Justin Simmons, man, I'm like, wow, they might have the thing now.
Yeah. Josh is on the clock.
So Olave Puka Nacua goes to Tabobi. Big Josh Hagedorn is on the clock right now. I got a minute left.
Damian Pierce is right there, Josh.
No, he's gonna pick. Josh is a Detroit fan. He's a Michigan fan. He's a Lions fan. I guarantee you, he's picking Sam Laporta.
Laporta may go there, which that's not even all that early. Laporta was a high scoring tight end in fantasy football last year, though. So I can see Josh doing that.
Can I tell you something real quick? On me and Dom Chirosky, we're in a fantasy football league together. I had Sam Laporta and T.J. Hockenson on my team.
Wow.
I traded him, Sam Laporta.
I had Laporta last year on a team where I picked him up after week one. I don't know who my tight end was to start the season. Maybe Mark Andrews or something like that. Somebody that got hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
I picked Laporta up off the waiver wire after week one and
balled. I was so hurt that I traded
20
Laporta.
Seconds, Josh.
Uh-oh. Oh, Josh isn't in the draft room anymore. He may be driving. Maybe he's in the elevator. I don't know.
Oh,
who's it going to be?
Josh
Man,
Sleep. He's going to get
this.
Kyron Williams. He's going to get auto-pick Kyron
Williams.
I bet Williams.
Josh on the way here and thought he would have time. He may be on the way up here, literally.
Yeah, he might be.
So we'll see what
he
does.
He's going to be sick when he sees Kyron Williams.
Here goes the timer. The timer's
because I know Kyron he wanted.
Yep. That's a great pick. Kyron Williams with the 23rd pick in the draft. I like it. So now it's up to Skip. Skip's going to go back-to-back here with the number one pick. And he gets Lamar, first quarterback off the board. He's taken in the second round.
I'm not surprised.
What's your thing on quarterbacks, Bo?
Wait.
Me too.
I would have said Pat Mahomes and Josh Allen are who are going early. All right. 1 minute left, so we're going to have to get some UGA highlights in the next segment. That's fine. Now, actually, no. Top five football movies of all time is what we're going to do next. We'll get you some Kirby highlights in the 10 o'clock hour. But look, man, quarterbacks this season are as deep as tight ends are. So I'm all about waiting on quarterbacks. I'm staying away from Josh Allen. I'm staying away from Pat Mahomes. Lamar Jackson's somebody that I've been targeting, but Lamar Jackson, you can get him in like the fourth or fifth. That was a little bit of a – see, I hate saying reach. And I hate that word because if Skip doesn't think that Lamar Jackson was going to be there, leave it. That's his team, man. Get you some Lamar Jackson. I love Lamar. Lamar's my favorite quarterback because he runs. He's going to have 1,000 yards rushing again this season probably. And 1,000 yards rushing by a quarterback is better than 2,000 yards passing. So, all right, I am up in three picks. That music means we got to go to break. I'm going to get you some of those Kirby, some of those UGA highlights. I got highlights from the Georgia State, Georgia Tech game too, man, because my Panthers almost upset them Jackets. No, they didn't. But they hung in there, though. It was a fun game. It's fun for them kids, you know. All right, we'll be back. 5 minutes, the Bo Johnson Experience on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Mike Bell here for Finley Roofing. When it comes to your home, guys, the wrong decision could impact your family. For
ladies and gentlemen,
now more of the Bo Johnson Experience.
Oh, snap!
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, we got things happening. Welcome back to The Experience. 404-726-0929. Rusty reached out to us on the text line, Dylan. That was Rusty that compared us to Collision Course. One of the most accurate comparisons
of all time
to any two radio hosts, to any two musicians, maybe. R.I.P. Chester Bennington. All right, top five football movies of all time. Let me give you a little rundown here. So there was a little of a quarterback run going on. We had Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes, and Joe Burrow all go off the board in the third round. Jalen Hurts just went in the fourth. I took Jonathan Taylor in the second, and then James Cook in the third.
C.J. Stroud went in the third, too, by the way.
C.J. Stroud went at the end of the third round. Dylan, who'd you pick? Because I can't even see your draft board there.
I picked Mike Evans and Deebo Samuel.
Guru loading up on receivers, man.
Yes, sir.
CeeDee Lamb, Chris Olave, and now Malik Nabers.
Yes,
great,
sir.
Great pick there. There's nobody else. Only thing you got to worry about is Daniel Jones throwing the ball, but that's not really that big of a deal. Daniel Jones is a competent enough quarterback to throw the ball to one guy.
Yep.
So, yeah, man, not worried about Daniel Jones with Malik Nabers at
PPR
all.
PPR draft, I think wide receivers are our specialty.
100%, yeah. I mean, yep. you want to get you some running backs, too. You can't run no scrubs out there.
No. I got Josh Jacobs back there, but I got somebody, you know, right here up my sleeve. I hope
Guru
I don't
got
get
somebody queued up.
Yeah, I got him queued up. And he's coming next. So
let's see. Garrett Chapman was the one who took Jalen Hurts, so he's got a quarterback. There are 6 quarterbacks off the board.
That's crazy.
Right now. The only thing that I got to hope, because we've been talking in the break, and the three of us that are here in studio are all under the assumption that, you know, or this, the way that we draft is by waiting on quarterback.
Yes.
The only thing that sucks is if we're in a league, and I hope none of the people in this league are those guys that draft backup quarterbacks. Because you don't even really need to draft a backup quarterback.
No.
All right, you can pick somebody up like Derek Carr as a bye week fill in right before.
Exactly.
But if you are one of those people, just wait till the last round of the draft. You don't need to pick a quarterback in like the eighth round after you picked one in the third. And there are people that do that though, and that's what gets frustrating when you're waiting on quarterbacks. But I have been in drafts before where I have had no quarterback picked and somebody's already picking two. I'm like,
that's crazy.
What you gonna do with all them quarterbacks, man?
Right.
Build your depth. All right, top five football movies of all time. Look, I had to throw some – I had to do a Mike Johnson real fast and pull some honorable mentions here. Not going to give you audio from them, though. These didn't make the top five, though. Necessary Roughness was a pretty cool football field. Longest Yard, I've only seen the second one, but that one was awesome, too. Lots of wrestling cameos in that one. Any Given Sunday didn't make the cut, and Jerry Maguire did make the cut. All right, and I'm going to tell you why Any Given Sunday didn't make the cut after you listen to what number five is. Hit it, Guru.
I know you're tired. I know you're hurting. And I wish I could say something that was classy and inspirational. But that just wouldn't be our style. Pain heals. Chicks dig scars.
Chicks dig scars.
Glory lasts forever.
Glory lasts forever, Falco.
Right on.
Right on. So that's The Replacements. It comes in at number five for me. It basically came down to The Replacements in Any Given Sunday, and I go with Keanu Reeves over Al Pacino every day, all day, 7 days a week. Keanu Reeves is one of my favorite actors of all time.
Falco. So. That's my
Falco,
movie right
man.
There, yeah.
Chicks dig scars. Glory lasts forever, baby. So that's number five. Guru, hit him with number four real quick.
Hey, he's class of 1980. Yeah? Graduated 1980 and still come to all these football parties, huh?
I never miss these.
Well, that's team spirit.
Yeah, it is.
Ain't it? That is team spirit.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, you ready to be on America's hilarious home videos or what?
Absolutely.
All right. Put down that glass. All right, now pick up that there flower pot. All right, bring it up over your head. All right, close your eyes. Think real hard.
You getting this?
Oh, you know I got it. And say, I'm stupid and I'm about to get hit in the
That, of course, Varsity Blues, coming in at number four. We were all in high school. We all played football. We all remember those days. I never really had those 30-year-old dudes showing up to parties, though. But
I never shot up either, Bo.
No. But I bet, you know, I mean, that stuff does happen, though.
Oh,
coaches will shoot somebody up in a heartbeat. I don't know about any more like these days. But so the draft has – the fourth round has concluded, finished with a run of receivers, Waddle, Pittman, and then another tight end. So we have three tight ends off the board. Trey McBride goes in the fourth round.
Trey McBride.
Skip.
What a skip. Skip. Look, Trey McBride, he ate up the Falcons last year. But I'm going to say this. I get Kyler Murray is going to be back, and, you know, and Trey McBride is going to be a favorable target. I think Trey McBride is going to have a solid season. But Trey McBride there, though?
Trey McBride in the fourth round.
There, though?
I'm not
questionable,
guys,
Skip.
I'm not mad at that one.
It's not terrible.
It's a little early, though, man.
It's early.
I like Trey McBride. Honestly, I was trying to get him in the fifth. I was gonna draft him in the fifth, though. And, ATL Slayers took him.
Yes.
Let me see. I'm busting out my my wide receiver. You can check out 9townofthegame.com. You can check out my wide receiver, quarterback, tight end, running back tiers. I have them all tiered out. They are on the website, 9townofthegame.com, along with the audio that I did all these things yesterday morning on One Dude with a Fantasy. You can check all that stuff out, 9townofthegame.com. Trying to find my my tight end tiers here.
Guys, what are we doing here?
Miles, don't. I told you. Big Josh. Josh Hagedorn.
What are we
Hagedorn.
Doing here?
Go Josh off. Hagedorn, he would have picked Sam Laporta. He didn't have a chance to get his homer pick there, but he wanted. He had to make his homer pick. I'm not surprised.
You could have got Goff on waivers, Josh.
Nah, that's wild.
Taking him in the fifth is. Okay.
He said he got him on
I got
waivers.
My running back, Bo.
Let that man run. Let that man run. Kenneth Walker.
Kenneth Walker.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Ken Walker's good.
Solid.
You got Zach Charbonnet over there, you know. Biting at the nipping at the bite or whatever the however that phrase goes. But no, Ken Walker's good, especially in the fifth round.
Yeah,
that's a great
so I'm
value.
Locked in running backs and receivers now.
All right, so let's go through. I got so many lists out in front of me. I lost my movie list.
You're on three.
Let's set number three.
Now, is there anyone here that can tell me why most alligators are abnormally aggressive?
I know the answer to this question. Raise your hand.
Anybody? Anyone? Yes, sir, you, sir.
Mama says that alligators are ornery because they got all them teeth but no toothbrush.
That, of course, is Waterboy. Bobby Boucher. I can't leave the guy from Louisiana off my favorite football movie list. That's one of those movies, though, you can turn it on. Adam Sandler is a fool. You can turn this movie on. Or anytime you're flipping through channels, if you see Waterboy on, you kind of got to stop it. It's a quick 90-minute, just have you some laughs, talk some football. Mama said... So, yeah, that was Bobby Boucher about to knock out Colonel Sanders before that in that same very clip where I was going to put that part in there, but it ended up making like over a minute, so I couldn't hear. We couldn't listen to Bobby Boucher. Zamir White. So, Noel goes Zeus.
Wow.
Rashad White, Zamir White are her two running backs that she has taken in the fourth and fifth rounds. I don't mind Zeus there. A lot of the professional football player looker-atter people, the pundits, aren't 100% sure if Zeus can shoulder a full load over there in Las Vegas. He's got Alexander Madison's going to be the guy backing him up there. But in the fifth round, Zeus White, that's a pretty good value. Any running back that's going to start and get meaningful carries at this point in the draft in the fifth round, it's going to be, you know, he's going to be a little bit of a timeshare. So, all right, Guru, let's hit number two.
Put your hand down. You smiling?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football. Football's fun.
Fun, sir.
Fun, sir.
It's fun.
Yes.
You sure?
I think.
Now you're thinking. First you smile, then you think. You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Yes. No.
No?
Sir. Well, it was fun.
Not anymore, though, is it? Is it?
No, not by now.
No, it's not fun anymore. No. Not even a little bit.
No.
Make up your mind.
No, no.
Think. Since you're thinking now, go on. Think.
No,
is
no.
it fun?
No, sir.
No.
No, sir.
Absolutely not?
Zero fun, sir.
Zero
all right,
fun,
listen up. I'm
sir.
Coach Boone. I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
That, of course, remember the Titans. And if I've got remember the Titans at four or at two, you got to be thinking to yourself, what could number one be? Number one is one of the most underrated football movies that never gets talked about in football movies. George Kittle, another tight end, just goes off the board in the fifth round. That's not a bad pick by Mr. Thibodeau there. Still a little early for tight ends. There's still some great tight ends out there that can be gotten in the later rounds. But it is about that time. We are getting into the territory of if you want to get one of the good quarterbacks, like there's still elite quarterbacks out there and there's still elite tight ends out there. 5, 6, 7 is about where you're going to want to do that. Any later than that, and you're looking at, well, you know, Goff would have been there probably in the ninth round, Josh.
We're not going to talk about it.
Well, there's not – in this league, there's not as many elite quarterbacks back because they done all got.
Brock Bowers just goes by day-to-day. Not a bad pick. Mark Andrews. So we're on a little bit of a tight end run.
Yeah. I got Brock late in a couple drafts earlier, like ninth and 11th round. I was hoping he was there. Thank you, day-day.
So I got I have Brock in like four dynasty leagues because I ended up picking right in the third, fourth, fifth, sixth round in a bunch of dynasties. And after after Neighbors and Harrison and these guys are going off the board, Brock's the best choice there. So I do have Brock Bowers on quite a few teams. It is my pick now.
Bo, I got something cooking here. Please do not snipe me.
Dylan's got something cooking.
Please do not snipe me, but I have a feeling you might snipe me here.
I don't know. I'm trying to think about what I want to do here. Man, oh, man, oh, man. You know what?
Bo, I'm going to show my age. You know, remember like the Bo Titans was the first movie I ever seen Denzel in.
Really? That was really, dude, when I went and pulled this, when I went and pulled this clip earlier, I was surprised that Denzel was that young in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, remember the Titans was a while back. Yeah. It's got to be 20 years ago, wasn't it?
25 years ago.
Jeez.
Yeah. First movie I ever seen him in.
That's, I'm trying to think of the first Denzel movie I ever saw. It might have been it. Wow. I can't remember any old Denzel movies. As I'm down to 45 seconds here, I got to make a choice. Dylan's got something cooking, he tells me over here. I'm trying to figure out what that
is. Don't snipe me, man. Please don't snipe me, Bo.
What's Dylan got cooking over here?
Nah, I'm not going to say nothing.
Don't snipe me, Bo. Miles, don't say nothing either.
Nah, I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to stay out of it.
Look, I got my eyes on a couple people. I'm going to go ahead and go here, though.
Okay. You didn't snipe me. Okay, all right. We good.
My pick was T. Higgins.
We good.
For the main reason why there could be a stretch run of time in the 2024 NFL season where T. Higgins is the best or the number one wide receiver for the Cleveland or for the Cincinnati Bengals. So we'll see. That's only if Jamar gets hurt. Now, I'm not saying Jamar's going to get hurt. He's an LSU guy. Love my guys. I don't want him to get hurt. I'm just saying it's not going to surprise anybody if he does. What were those? What were the picks to wrap up the fifth round and go into the sixth, Dylan?
I picked Kyle Pitts, and then Mo picked Devontae Smith.
Okay. All right. Not bad there.
I definitely wanted Kyle. I feel good about Kyle. It's back on me.
All right. So what were the two that Mo picked?
Mo picked Devontae Smith and Tank Dell.
All right. All right. A couple of receivers there to finish out the fifth round, headed into the sixth for Mo Cheese. Mm. All right. All right. Mm. My number one football movie of all time, while it is my pick, I don't think this is going to upset anybody because this is a great freaking movie. This is also a very, very early movie of one of the best actors in Hollywood, Mr. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Go ahead and hit it, Guru.
All right, everybody, listen up. Whatever neighborhood you came from, whatever gang you claimed, whatever hood you're from, this is your hood now. You're no longer a Blood, no longer a Crip, no longer an SA. You're Mustang. This football program will be three-pronged. Number one, the dorm. You're gonna have to learn to get along with people from other neighborhoods, different backgrounds. Number two, school. You're gonna have to apply yourself, become a better student. And number three, the gridiron.
Hey, coach, what's the gridiron?
You're standing on the gridiron. The gridiron is a football field. On the gridiron, we play football. On the gridiron, we do it my way. Not your way, my way. Your way got you here. And you're here because you're lost. Right now, you're losers. Mustangs are winners.
Mustangs are winners. That of course, is Gridiron Gang, man.
I love that
movie. Such a great movie.
I absolutely love that movie. Dwayne was so good in an Exhibit, too.
Exhibit, man. Exhibit was so good. Whatever happened to Exhibit? He was doing the car show on MTV.
Pit My Rise, yeah. Scott, bro.
And then, I don't know. He probably just sitting back counting his money at this point.
Yeah, we found out that show was not real. That broke my heart.
What man, you mean?
That show, yeah, you didn't know? Pimp My Ride's not real, bro.
What do you mean it wasn't real?
It's fake.
It's fake, yeah.
You think the cars were real?
No, they take the cars.
The car's back. It's not
take
real.
Them back and
the
everything.
Guys that own the cars didn't really own the cars. They were just actors.
Yeah,
just
actors. It was all actors. Yeah. It's like Catfish. Catfish broke my not heart. Real either.
Whose cars were they?
Random.
Random. Yeah,
they random exhibits? Stuff. They just
they weren't really giving those cars to the people. Yeah. They
oh,
actually
that's right. In Pimp My Ride, they actually gave the cars away. Yeah, it wasn't a car that somebody built, right?
But no, they built the car.
They took in a rinky dink car, a supposed rinky dink car,
to shop
the person in their shop, and they pimped it.
Yeah,
but it was all a facade. I was hurt when
they got their cars back.
Yeah,
man,
it was all for show.
Well, I don't think those were really their cars to start out. Like, it was all just an act.
Yeah.
It was all just an act.
That's that Milli Vanilli stuff.
One movie you left off, Bo. Have you
There's a lot of movies I left off.
That's a couple.
It's hard, man.
Is hard. Top five. Have you ever seen Last Boy Scout?
Yes. Great movie.
One of my favorites.
So, the one that I thought I might get trolled on that I have never seen is Rudy.
I've never seen Rudy. I'm with you. I
haven't seen Rudy either.
Y'all never seen Rudy? Okay, cool. No. I don't feel as bad then.
No, you shouldn't feel bad.
Yeah. They wouldn't end up with the Hobbit in it. The Hobbit was in Rudy, right?
Oh, was he?
The guy that was in Stranger Things, a little chubby kid.
Oh, that dude.
Wasn't that Rudy?
I don't know.
Sean Austin Smith or something like that?
I haven't seen it.
Somebody will let us know on the text line. number one's got to be Remember Titans. Look, I'm okay with you thinking that, whoever from the 6-7-8. Oh, that's Rusty. Nah, man, number one's Gridiron Gang for me, Rusty. Hey, Remember the Titans was a good number two. Remember the Titans is a solid number two. All right, so here we are. We are in the sixth round. We are rolling around. George Pickens, Najee Harris, Dalton Kincaid, another tight end goes off the board. David Montgomery, love that pick by Mr. Thibodeau. Dak Prescott's off the board to Noel. And then Terry McLaurin, that's a great pick in the sixth round there by Miles over here.
Yeah.
Terry McLaurin and Jaden, man, I
like them.
I drafted Jaden in the I went to a big draft last night, yesterday. Shout out to my homeboy Brian and his wife Marta for hosting us our little pool party yesterday. Had a blast. Went in wanting to get Jaden Daniels. I had the fifth pick in the first round as a rookie draft for a dynasty. Got Jaden Daniels in the fifth with the fifth pick because I foolishly traded away Joe Burrow a couple years ago.
Oof.
For he was supposed to be Tyreek. Yeah, that guy. We're not even going to mention his name, though. We are going to go to break, though, real fast. And we're going to come back to more draft action. We're going to experience the NFL on the other side. While we experience the NFL, I guess we're going to talk some college football, too, since we haven't gotten to do that also. We're back in 5 minutes. Cash rules everything around me. It's the Bo Johnson Experience on Sports Radio. Nice to have the game.
Summer's. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.